Okay, so we developed the position of the Rambam. Now, let us move on. So the Rambam's position was very clearly that there are things included in Lo Tikrivu, short of actual intercourse, that are biblically prohibited. Now, we noted that the Rambam himself seems to limit that to actual quasi-sexual acts, or things that lead to sexuality in a direct way, that include physical contact in romantic ways, right? Hugging romantically, kissing romantically, and the like. We saw the Navas Reb Nasa, and again, it's never quite clear in a source like that whether it means that literally or not, but he seems to include many other things, right, that are less directly intimate. Now, I sent you on the WhatsApp group that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to take the position, like the simple read of Avos Dvarim Nasan, that not only is it prohibited to, not only is it prohibited to be involved in, biblically, to be involved in physical contact that is sexual, but he seems to include other things as well. If you have your phones, I sent it out on the group. Okay, I'll read it. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Ish ish shall call she'er b'sarol l'tikrivu." Kol kiruv basar asur. All coming close to the flesh is forbidden. Kagon anegia b'deishes ish, like touching by an eishes ish. Upeirish lagalos erva kiruva mevieli the erva. Because coming close leads to forbidden intercourse. V'chitomer b'vacha efo nimtza b'katuv ki gadrat Torah geder. And then you'll ask me, and this is almost explicitly Yosef Engelsfar, right? Where does the Torah itself ever set up a geder? Right? Where does the Torah itself ever set up a siag? Because it forbade, and sounds like a handshake, right? Touching hands, right? And he said, how do we know this? Because by Nazir we say, so we get it from Nazir, where we also say, distance yourself.
In the source sheet, this is itself.
This is what I just sent out on the WhatsApp. I just said that. Okay. But that seems to be the most radical position, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah seems to actually take the Vasar of Nasan and the like at face value, that all of the krivot are, even things that are not physical, you know, not romantic touching, are usur, even midaraisa. He doesn't say explicitly things aren't touching, admittedly, right? He doesn't weigh in on whether flirting with a nashas ish would be usur midaraisa. But at least touching, he assumes, is even non-romantic touching, at least ostensibly, that's what he's saying. Yes, Max?
I'm confused, because how does he derive it from Nazir? Because Nazir is a male, is a male. Can there be a female Nazir?
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, then you don't know Chumash, because it's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. This is not like a Drasha. Ish o Isha. That's actually how the Pasuk, how it starts. So, man or woman. But that's not the point. The point is that we tell a Nazir, and this was the Gemara, and this was our Gemara, which said that we compare it to Nazir, we tell the Nazir, avoid going into a vineyard.
Oh, true.
But yes, it happens to also be that, yes, a woman can be a Nazir. This is the old joke, that one of the yeshiva in Yerba, I think it's the Rugged Shever, when he would let people into yeshiva, that was one of his questions, and Rav Schechter does this every so often, and I was asked this on my interview for YU, which is, how do you know that a Nazir can be, that a woman can be a Nazir?
From the Pasuk.
And the answer is, the Pasuk. But most people don't get it right, because most people ignore learning Chumash, or bothering to know Dvar Hashem, because, I don't know, apparently that's not important enough for them.
I also feel like
I got it right, I'm just saying. Just for the record, I told them it's a Pasuk.
I feel like it also might be possible get that they get highly like worried.
And they assume, oh, it's too simple. It's too simple. It's an achron. It's an exos. It's an exos. No, it's in a pasuk.
I feel like, I feel like that's probably what happens to a lot of them who mess up that question.
Yes. Don't mess it up. It's a pasuk.
If we're ever trying to get into the same yeshiva as you're getting into.
Any yeshiva. Ever. We should test everybody on this. How do you know? It's a pasuk. Okay. Deep breath. It's not so hard. It's only 5,888 psukim in Chumash. Not so bad. Okay.
You have memorized every pasuk?
No, but do I know that a woman can be a nazir because it's in the pasuk? Yes. Okay, let's continue. Regardless of the fact that your Chumash says 5,845, it's just against the Gemara. Fine. Number 11. Let's move to the Ramban. The Ramban is the one who challenges the Rambam, shall we say. But what exactly he says, look, he's often quoted, I think oversimplified, as saying, well, the Rambam thinks that there are things which are non-intercourse that are under the biblical prohibition of Sikravu, and the Ramban thinks that's not true. However, if we actually read the Ramban carefully, you'll see that the Ramban himself raises several possibilities. Some, given, think it is Durabbanan, but there seems to be other formulations that point in different directions. So if we look carefully at the Ramban, you can follow along with Nachum or something. He says, Hine, Harav Matzah Braita Amufreshit, Vitalvar of Ilan Gadol. So the Ramban says with the Rambam that the Rambam found a Braisa and he relied on it. Aval Kviya Yun Bitamur Enadavar Kenshia, Bekrivashim Bagili Erva, Konchibu Ganisha Glavu Malkot. He said, I don't believe it. He said, it may be that there is such a position in Chazal, but it's not a repaskin based on the Gemara. What's his proof? So he goes to the Gemara that we saw on Shabbos. Sherei B'Gemara Shabbos. Shalu benida motor shiyishkav ba'alo ima b'mita achasi b'vigda b'hu v'vigda v'hayu mayem mishasar v'helu pliga de Rabbi Vidazar Rabbi Vidazar lozor tar el kriva shibigili yaravis b'vad shem reishish el kol sher b'zor l'gav l'gav l'gav. Right? Because the Gemara had a machlokes about sleeping together in clothes, and it raised the machlokes Rabbi Pidas and Tanakama. I don't think I need to get into that again. Yes, that was just the Gemara. Fine. Vine, ain lo tikrivu legalar of nidrash lehem lab mifne atzmo kibraisa shnei besifra vidrushu bekriva sheligilui erva bilvad. And he said this isn't presented as its own prohibition, but it is only coming close to erva. Umeneyadua od minagam b'tamud shemaisa braisa zu etzlam emes vayidvaram shelarabi b'das chalukin bekach muar mevim osa alav letiyufta. Right, if it was really the case that this was against, the Braisa was against Rabbi Pidas, so they would have just said, okay, Rabbi Pidas is wrong. Right, meaning the Gemara presented as if it's a plea of the Rabbi Pidas, but normally if it's a Tanaitic source against Rabbi Pidas, you just say, okay, Tiyufta the Rabbi Pidas, Tiyufta. The Chayman Shalah also came, Navin Mehem Ketzlam Zeser Derabbana. And there he says, I think this, so he raises several formulations. Either this is totally Dirabbanan, possibility one. Right, so it is true that he raises the possibility that it is totally Dirabbanan. Right, that short of intercourse, everything is just rabbinic. Ohi emina Torah d'choldim ishani meisuri isura hukein chatzi shiur. So possibility two is maybe it's sort of like chatzi shiur. What is chatzi shiur? Chatzi is half, shiur.
The amount.
Right, and the Gemara brings a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shiur asur min haterah or not, whether if you have half a kezias, let's say a pig, is that asur biblically or rabbinically? So he says, maybe this is biblical, but not because of a separate pasuk, because it is chatzi shiur of sex. Right, which is a bit weird, because normally chatzi shiur is like what? Chatzi shiur is normally, I have, if eating kezias of pig is not kosher, so having half of it is punishable biblically, sorry, is prohibited biblically, even if not punishable.
Wait,
no,
repeat that again.
I just said that. It's not. Right, the Gemara is having half a kezias of pig biblically prohibited or rabbinically? There's no punishment, right, in court. Everyone agrees that. To be chayv in court, you need a kezias. But the Gemara is a machlokes. What about chatzi shiur? Now, why is this suggestion of chatzi shiur different than the classic chatzi shiur?
Because it's only bia, you can get half.
Right. So, in other words, what is he suggesting? How is he understanding chatzi shiur? In what sense is a romantic kiss chatzi shiur of bia?
It's tikkur.
Because it's leading to it.
No, that's what he's not saying. That's the Rambam, but he says it's not that, right? Be careful, right? What does he say? It's chatzi shiur. What would that mean? Max, what would that mean? How could you say that romantic kiss is chatzi shiur?
It's not necessarily a sexual interaction.
No, then why would it be chatzi shiur? Why would it be chatzi shiur?
Because it's similar to inside. It's not necessarily eating the whole thing, but it is close.
So give me an English word for it. How is he understanding chatzi shiur? It's qualitative rather than quantitative. Right? Normally, we have quantitative chatzi shir.
How can you a sexual act is not necessarily something that you can even qualify as quantitative?
Well, that's the point. The fact that he applies chatzi shir to sexuality is telling you that he's approaching this from a qualitative perspective. Meaning, a romantic kiss is romantic, but it isn't sex. Right? Therefore, it is. But he doesn't like it. If he says, "Ein ze ikur midrash belavazel akramas machlam alma," he says, you could have said that, but I don't think it's true. Right? He says it's the Rabbanan, and that's why, right? So Professor Jeffrey Wolf just commented, he said, isn't the Ramban the one who says chatzi shir? Yes, but the Ramban himself seems to reject that. Right? So the Ramban.
Mutter or no?
So the Ramban. No one said it was mutter. The question is, deraisa derabbanan. So the Ramban raises the possibility that it's pure Darabanan. Then he raises the possibility that it's sort of Daraisa, or it's Daraisa without a punishment like Chatzi Shi'ur. But he rejects that. He says, I don't like it. He said, conceptually I could go that direction, but I don't think it's right. Maharbeimot came to Sifra of Sifra, and he says, oh, you have a Pasuk. So what? Right? Many times when the Sifra quotes a Pasuk, it doesn't mean it literally. It's just an Asmachta. Really, the word kirva only means sex. Okay? Now, this is how I've always heard it quoted, right? That he says it's Darabanan, he raises the possibility that it's Daraisa, and rejects it. The problem is, I think the Ramban raises the possibility that it's somewhere in between that. That it's neither Darabanan nor Daraisa, and that's what I put it bold in over here. And he says, "V'shem aritzanim lomar b'siach shasetar l'dvareh shetafsa torlosh and kirva barayos." He said, "Maybe the rabbanon. Sorry, it's a siach the Torah made. How it used the word kirva, which means what?
Come close.
Kidei shehu chachamim yicholim lasu siach b'lshona, so that the chachamim could make a fence using its words." And the tzaddikim who are in charge of the Torah would interpret it in such a way to include things that come close. He says it's an agada. So it's not an actual law. So I'm not sure how to read this. It could mean that what he's saying is that this is not at all d'oraisa, and that's how I've always heard it. Right, that the Ramban's maskana, right, his final conclusion is that short of intercourse, any other form of intimacy is at best prohibited. The problem is that this language reminds me of number 12. Right, now very quickly, there is this notion called asmachta. Okay, and asmachta usually means, according to Rov Rishonim, a case where something is totally derabanan. Be careful. But we have a pasuk that we attach it to either as a mnemonic.
What's a rov? Most.
Most Rishonim.
Oh, I thought you said rov.
Rov. Rov is most.
Mm-hmm.
In Hebrew. Right? So either it's most Rishonim say that it's just a mnemonic. What's a mnemonic?
Something that
helps you remember.
Helps you remember.
Right? Why would it help you remember it?
Because you have a pasuk to attach to, so when you're reading through the Torah, you can...
Because they expect you to know Chumash.
Right.
That's why. Okay? Right? It only acts to help you remember it if you remember the pasuk.
Right.
If you're as ignorant of the pasuk as the Derabanan, it's not going to help. So yes, they hope as you're reading through Chumash, which they hope you do once in a while, right? / twice a year, right?
At least.
Twice.
Yeah, Shnayim Mikra. Right? They hope that as you go through it, it reminds you. Because look, even if it's true that the pshat in the pasuk is not, you can't have a romantic kiss with an erva, every time that you see that pasuk, they want you to think, you know, it's probably not a good thing to romantically kiss someone else's wife. We should remind you of that every so often. Right? It's a good reminder. Don't do it. Right? So... Now, so many Rishonim say an asmachta is just a mnemonic. Other people say it's melitza derech shir. That look, sometimes it's just nice. It's poetic to attach things to psukim. It's just nice. Things are allowed to just be nice. Right? We're allowed to have nice things. It's poetic. Right? Okay. But the Ritva, who is the grand Talmud of the Ramban, right? He's two generations after the Ramban, right? His Rebbe, his primary Rebbe is really the Ra'ah, Rav Aaron HaLevi. He also learns from the Rashba. Both of them are Talmidim the Ramban. He introduces a different notion of asmachta. What does he say? You guys read 12. What does he say? What is an asmachta? It's one of the weirdest. It's one of the weirdest Ritvas, I think. What does the Ritva say?
So he said,
about asmachta in general. Yeah.
No. So in the beginning, he's explaining that there's a.
I don't want you to go through it with me. I want you to explain to me, according to him, what is an asmachta. I want you to. We can go through how he got there. I want you to give me the. Tamtzit.
Yeah.
Tamtzit Dvarav. What comes out from what he says? What, according to Ritva, is an asmachta? The context is shofar. Okay? Is the notion that we say, that we blow the shofar with psukim of Malchiyot Zichronim and Shofarot. Right? Now that seems to be totally Derabbanan. But he introduced the possibility that it's not just Derabbanan, it's an asmachta. And what is an asmachta, according to the Ritva?
Pretty sure they know it.
Look in the middle. We did this. I know you did this. He said, look in the middle. He said, Mushum Hachik Sani Rabbi Kiva Shamar Kalish Baruchu Amro Lefanav Lefanai Malchit Zechorna Zechule. He said, what does Rabbi Kiva mean? The Pasuk says it's an Asmachta. Right? Isn't an Asmachta just a. Right? A hint. It's not real.
No. Okay.
So he says, no. Shekol ma sheyesh lo asmachta min ha-pasuk Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi lasis kein Ela shelo kavu chol v'masu lacham. What did he so good? What does he say?
It was, it's a hint, like, it's the Hashem saying, like, it's not a good idea.
No, it is a good idea. Meaning, by hiding something in a pasuk, he's saying, this is something I think you should institute.
Right, but it's up to you.
No, but it's up to you.
Yeah, he says, remember to do that, because then he will remember him.
No, no, he said, no. He says, not like that. Right, he said, this is, why this? Yes. This particular one, of Malchut Zechon HaShoros, yes. But his general principle of Asmachta is that, and Asmachta is, again, it's a bit weird. What does he think an Asmachta is? It's where God says, I'm
Look,
giving you advice.
If I were you,
I would make this obligatory.
Right.
And if you do, just know it's on my say-so. But you don't have to. Don't think, who am I to give you advice? Right? I created the world. I run the world. But what do I know? Right? That's basically what the Rebbe says. Right? It's a bit strange
Very
as things
weird.
Go. What?
Very weird.
Very strange. But if you look at that language of the Ritva, and now you look back at the Ramban, I'm not sure the Ramban isn't saying something similar. Then maybe it's not pure Torah. What does he say? Right? Shetafsa Torah, Lashon Kriya, the Torah used a word that hinted at the fact that not only could you not have intercourse, but you shouldn't come close to it. To enable the future Chachamim to make offense using the words of the Torah itself. Right? It's very hard to read the Ramban, I think, as not saying
what the
Ritva is saying, right? So, Lidati, even though the Ramban is presented as the Rishon who says that it is Dirabbanan, and again, I think that is his conclusion, right? If you look at the end, he does seem to take that as his final conclusion, right? That seems to be the answer he prefers, namely, that Kriva La'arayos, that is short of sexuality, is purely rabbinic. He has three formulations. One is that it's rabbinic. Two is that it's chatzishir asur min haTorah, which is this notion of qualitative chatzishir, which again he rejects, but he raises the possibility that this is d'oraisa, but not the way the Ramban, right? What is the Rambam says, not only is it biblical, but it's biblical and it's worth counting a separate prohibition. The Ramban rejects that, right? That he doesn't like. But he has three formulations of what exactly he does say. One is that it's totally rabbinic. Two is that it's a qualitative chatzishir, right? Meaning, it is usher biblically, it's just not from its own pasuk. It's sort of like eating half a kezias of pig. Sort of, right? And possibly three, I think, again, he doesn't love it either, but he raises it, is that it is this weird Ritva-like asmachta, that it is rabbinic, but it's derabbanan sanctioned by God himself, right? Hinted at that God said, now, look, I sort of get it. What's he saying? God said, look, I'm telling you, the only thing that's usher is intercourse. If I were you, I would say, I know human beings, sexuality is a strong desire. I don't think it's a good idea to say, look, the only thing you can't do is intercourse. You want to lie naked without penetration, holding each other? That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. No, right? You sort of get why he says, you know, this is bad, right? I mean, I want you to understand how, right, I know I'm being a little bit, right, not delicate on these, but I want you to understand, according to the radical read, that this is that the only thing that's derais is intercourse. Again, remember the case of the Gemara was that might be derabanan is you, a man sleeping with someone else's wife, naked in bed, but without penetration, right? That would be derabanan, which means that God Himself is like, yeah, that's okay, right? The Ramban is raising the possibility, you know, God might not be so okay with that, right? You know, which.
I don't think God would be too happy.
You know, I hear Taka, right? That's not a good idea. Okay, fine, good. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, now, so far we've presented it though as the possibility that either you accept or you don't accept the notion that kriva la'arayos includes something beyond sexuality. Correct? I mean, not sexuality, sex, mm-hmm. Right? Like intercourse, pshuto kemashmao. But there are some Rishonim who try to say, well, you know, let's be a bit more creative and let's try to distinguish between different levels. So that's why I gave you the Meiri and the Ritva. The Meiri says, af al pi should be iser kriva persha Torah. Lo tikravu legalar va, shadavar mochiach al kriva shelo bichavon es gili erva shemuteres. He says, even though that the Isser Kriva that the Torah said explicitly, right?
It seems to prove that that it's only by where you have Kavana for Gila Erva, like
right, he says, he said, even if the only thing that's prohibited biblically might be things that are, you know, sex or very close to it, that doesn't mean that the Torah is neutral
on
everything else, right? Meaning, and this is where, you know, you sometimes got to be careful. People have this thing like, oh, it's not the Araisa, that means God, so to speak. The Torah had no opinion on it.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And Miri is like, no, even if, right, even if it included only sex or only romantic touching, that doesn't mean that everything else is a good idea.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, there are meta values in Torah.
It's not
a formal prohibition, right? Meaning, you think the Torah
does not fit.
Yeah, or you think the Torah wants you. Yeah, but it's not just like Ashkava Stamazoi, right?
No, but it's like Ashkava Midoraisa, basically.
Like again, if someone Bichavona went around, if there was a woman
it's
who
like
flirted with other people, with other, right, a married woman went around and flirted with men, or a man went out and flirted with people's wives, right? I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to flirt with them, and I'm going to have dinner with them. You know, I'm going to take them out on romantic dates. I'm not doing more than that,
right?
We'd all look at that and say, you know...
It's like the camp.
You know... I get it. It's not sex. It's not even romantic kissing. But you know, right? So the Miri says, look, there are madregos, right? He says, even if, right? Right? And he's saying, look, even if coming close, shalom b'chavan is gili erva is muteras, right? Even if, okay, so a friendly kiss on the lips, right? Is not technically usher according to the Rambam. It's not romantic, right? It's not a full out romantic kiss.
No,
Miri says, on the lips. I mean, you know, let's just, you know. And Miri says, you know, not everything that's mutter technically midaraisa is a good idea.
It's the critical
even from the
question.
Perspective of the Torah, right?
Right.
It's like
yes.
It's,
I don't think a kiss on the lips is.
Friendly. Isn't it?
That's my point, right?
It's like could you should you sort of thing.
What?
Like, could you should
your
you? Yeah, like of course. Maybe midaraisa.
The
yeah,
the
okay.
Look,
should someone
the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos outlines the world as follows. Listen. The Rambam outlines the world as follows, okay? He says there are five levels of... There are five ways that we relate to activities in this world. Usser. Mutter. Usser. Mitzvah. right? Those are the extremes. Forbidden, obligated.
Right.
And then there is michu'ar, which is not usher but disgusting.
Right.
Neutral, and then good but not obligatory.
Right.
Right. That's a pretty intuitive way of looking at the world. Right. If you reduce the world into,
isn't that,
what do I have to do and what am I not allowed to do?
Is that good sarcastic? That's actually how you're supposed to look.
No. He says that's how you look at the world.
Okay.
He said that there are things which you have to do and there are things that you should do that are good. And there are things that you aren't allowed to do and there are things that are bad. And then there's neutral things.
Right.
So most things in life fall into the four categories, not neutral. Most things in life are not pure neutral. Right? Pure neutral is like, I'm having ice cream. In a case where, you know, I don't have ice cream all the time. I have it once a while. I balance my diet very nice. And when I choose to have ice cream, so Shimon likes chocolate. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Shimon likes chocolate and someone else likes?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. Okay, fine. Fine. So that is, so that's neutral, right? That's neutral, right? Most things are not neutral, right? Most things in life are not purely neutral.
Right.
So, that's what the Miri is saying. He's saying, look, sure, the only thing that's asur midaraisa is intercourse, maybe romantic kissing.
So it's actually,
right?
It's a bigger part in that case. We had to...
thing that doesn't mean you should go over, right? Look, that doesn't mean, I understand, right? There are cultures where a kiss on the cheek is the norm. Fine, and we've already said that there are poskim who think that's mutter, and again, we'll see why that is.
Which,
right?
Which are the poskim now?
Well, we're getting there. Right? That doesn't mean that even according to them that it's a great idea to, I don't know, go over to someone else's wife. Look, one kiss on the cheek, that's the normal way of a greeting in certain cultures. Right? To go over and say, mwah, 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 mwah. You know, at some point, it's like, none of them are romantic, but you gave 50 of them. You know, yesh gvul, right? You know, they're things, maybe it's not technically us, but I'd look at it and be like,
Let me say, if you do like two times, like it's all the Frenchman time.
Yes, I know, that's what they do. But then there's two, and then there's the people who go, mwah, 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 mwah. Oh, it's so wonderful to you.
Right.
Oh, God, mwah, mwah.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, no, gvul, yeah, yesh gvul, right? Stop, okay? Good. That's the Miri, right? The Ritva, 14. Let's see.
This is the one where he's puzzled the fact that Rampada says only be as Asr.
Yeah. Okay, please, there is. Peter's Rashi's El. De'ilu Rabbi Das lo'asu Torah ba'arayas al tashmei shabavad mamish. According to Rashi, Rabbi Das thinks that the only thing that's usher biblically is sex. And therefore, you wouldn't understand this puzzle in Yecheskel about who bivigdav bivigdav ba'arayas. Rabbanu da'asur kir basar. It's the Rabbanu who forbid this. Ba'asur gamkein who bivigdav bivigdav ba'arayas. And they also forbade, you know, sleeping with someone who's an erva in clothes. V'dilma b'ishar nida kiruv basar gazru, and maybe if your wife's a nida sleeping with her with kiruv basar, right, meaning without clothes. Avalok shu b'vigda v'vigda, and the Gemara's question is maybe when they're in clothes, maybe it's not us, right? That was the Gemara's question. V'ikshu b'tosos. Tosos asked, who my avid r'pidat masin to the el. Right, so this was the driving force here, was that Tosos said, according to Rashi, right, Pidas forbids only sex. But Tosos didn't like this because the Torah itself, sorry, the Mishnah itself says that they can't eat together romantically. And are you telling me Rabbi Pidas argues on the Mishnah? Feed Peirush Rashi, Lav Kusha, the Yuzal Peirush of Yosef, Pajla Midrasha, the Kra, the Darish, Yuachi. Let me believe Rabbi Pidas, and in fact, Lavi Drasha, the High Kra, the Mashmachim, and the Raisa. Right, Vila Rabbi Pidas, the Lost of Charlie Gilar as Mamesh, and the Rabban Vodosa. Right, Tosus solved this problem, we'll leave Rashi from him. Tosus just said, it's easy, Daraisa, the Rabbanan. Right, by Brisa Smach the Rabbani, Velinira. This is written by himself. Four lines from the bottom. Velinira the Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. Sheyomer Rabbi Pidas Sheikirov Basar Mutar Barayas Uvenida. Said really, really. You think that Rabbi Pidas thinks that God is okay with someone going to his wife who's a nida and sleeping with her naked in bed, just as long as they don't actually have intercourse? You think someone's okay You think God would not have a prohibition in the Torah for you to sleep with someone else's wife in bed without clothes as long as you don't have intercourse? Ritva's like, He says, I can't imagine the Yidva Kosh Mitzvah Ish. Right? He says, I can't believe it. He says, Uphachi Perusho. So therefore, he says, I don't buy it. He said, I'm only willing to accept that Rav Pedas would say that sleeping together with clothes is not da'arisa. Right? But therefore, again, it's possible, and we've noted this already, right, that there aren't two extremes. You can say that only intercourse is da'arisa. You can say that any romantic act is da'arisa.
He's saying that.
Or you can say that no, part of the machlokes is everyone agrees. And we saw this already in Tosfos. Right? Everyone agrees that there are things which are so close to intercourse that the Torah forbids it. Even Rabbi Pedas.
Right.
The only question is how much. So Yidva says Rabbi Pedas will say only sex plus sleeping together in bed without clothes.
Right, but clothed is.
But with clothes is a machlokes, right? Because
whether it's derabanan or deraisa.
Deraisa, right? That they'll argue, and Rabbi Pedas will say that's not deraisa. Right?
Right. And my Pedas will say it's not that.
Correct. And the Tanakhama will say it is. Okay.
Also, everyone agrees that sleeping together without.
And then, but he says, but it would definitely be Derabbanan, V'chein Halacha. And that's just everyone agreed that with, right? Yes. Look, Halacha, everyone. I hope everyone agrees it's Usher. Right.
Without,
I don't care. Right? By the end of the day, right? It's Usher. Daraisa, Derabbanan. Right? Okay. By the way, now, before we look at the Beis Yosef, I think I have convinced you, I hope, right, and we started at the beginning, that this notion that floats around in some modern Orthodox circles, for some reason, that Shomer Negia is like a Chumrah, is garbage. It is either Midah or Isa.
Seriously, it's really garbage at the same in modern.
Yes.
No, but yeah. Only Bia would be there.
So like I said, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, romantic kissing and the like is Asr Midda Araisa. Right? Assuming she's in Nida, which she is. She's in the mikvah.
Right.
Where have you been?
No.
The Rambam says Daraisa.
I thought the Rambam said that only Pia.
No, the Ramban says we reject Rav Pedas and say that
Rambam.
Okay. Rambam.
Confused.
Okay. Rambam, Maimonides.
Okay.
Remember we spent that was last week.
Yes.
It's Daraisa. And even the Ramban, you're right. The Ramban might say it's Derabanan, but what does everyone agree on? It's usher, right? Not a chumrah. It's usher, 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 right? Like law, right? Not like it's usher derabanan. The same way, like I don't know, eating a chicken cheeseburger is derabanan. Okay, it's usher, like actually usher. Not like bad advice. Not like good advice from the rabbis. Not a chumrah. It's not like a black hat, right? It's not a thing that you only do if you're yeshivish. So that's a machlokas. That's what we've been building on. But this is a real halach. I can never believe that I have to make this point, right? But just in case anyone ever brings it up, you can say no, not just a chumrah.
100%.
I think was it talking to you? Yeah. It's like asking someone, are you Shomer Negia? Is like asking them, are you Shomer Shabbos?
No. That's what people say when
it's like, are you
me
from or not? Like,
no,
I understand.
People ask me if I'm Shomer Negia. I just ask, no, I'm Shomer Torah Mitzvos.
Like, this is a real thing. Now, sometimes what people say, what they mean, are you Shomer Negia? Sometimes, is would you shake a woman's hand? That's a machlokes, but that's a violation. We'll get to that. Right?
Nowadays, you're saying, would you give me a hug?
You're good. You know.
Right. Don't do that.
Right. What are you saying with a hug?
A lot of times, people ask me if I'm Shomer Negia.
To who?
They're usually asking because they want to give me a hug.
To a coworker.
No, I wouldn't do that. Like, I really would try to avoid that.
Try to avoid it.
Don't worry. Okay, first of all, parenthetically, listen, Nachum, in the current culture, the current climate in America, if you say, I don't hug women,
yeah,
that will be fully respected. Most women don't want you hugging them.
Right.
They just don't.
You specifically.
Right?
No,
right?
I'm just kidding.
With all the accusations, the constant accusations of sexual impropriety, right?
Right.
It's really probably a good idea to avoid things that might.
Belgium, they're probably, you know, it's probably more.
It's probably good that I'm just saying.
You haven't been in Belgium.
I'm just saying.
So is anti-Semitism.
Look, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But I'm just saying, good advice would dictate you should avoid it. But let's get to what the actual halacha. But my point is, the fact, and look, there are people that think Right? There are people that have this bizarre thing that they think that, you know, making out with their girlfriend is just, yeah, that's just like, that's fine. It's just something that, like, frummy people don't do. No.
It's
Usher. It's really Usher.
It's
really
Usher.
According to the Rambam, it's Daraisa. According to the Rambam, Usher, however, it's Usher, but it's Usher. Right? It is Usher.
Right.
I don't know how many times I have to emphasize this.
You have to write it in a big Usher.
Well, it is. It's like. Okay, so according to the Rambam, you get beaten.
Are you about to start juggling this question?
Listen, according to the Rambam, you get beaten.
Right.
Malchus.
Okay.
Right? Just like eating pig. According to the Rambam, this is the Rabbanan. You won't get punished. Just like eating a chicken cheeseburger, you wouldn't get punished. Okay? But you wouldn't look at someone who's having a chicken cheeseburger and say, yeah, that guy's basically from, he just eats chicken cheeseburgers. Right? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't say, yeah, that's a chumrah. You don't do that. Right?
Right?
I'm not even talking about people who eat out dairy who don't realize that they're dealing with trefos. I'm talking about, right? Even they don't have chicken cheeseburgers, right? Because they're like, well, that's usher. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's equally usher as making out with your girlfriend when she's a nida, which she is. She didn't go to the mikvah, right? At least, right? Yeah, according to the Rambam, it's worse.
Right.
Okay. Now that that's out there. Good. Now that I've cleared my system of this, what should be obvious, but is not always obvious. Okay, apparently it's obvious to you. Baruch Hashem. I'm glad to all of you. Look, we can have it on record that to all of my students it was obvious. They all knew that this was usher. I'm talking in theories that you can go and educate the world. When someone makes a dumb comment, you can say, no, it's not true. Look at that Rambam. Look at the Ramban. I know all the Makaros. Here's the Makaro sheet. Right? You know? Exactly. Just throw it at them. And if they say, no, it's a good idea because the magic touch, we're saving ourselves from that, you'll say, that's very nice hashkafically. It's also a mitzvah. Right? I'm fine. Okay. Good. See, the problem, I will just point this out, right? The problem with basing yourself entirely on this magic touch thing, you know, that book. Magic touch is like a yeshivish book, which it tries to inspire people to keep the Isser Negiah,
yeah.
Right? And it's all about how, like, you're saving yourself for your husband. It makes it more special, blah, 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 blah. That's all fine and good until you're engaged to someone who you're sure you're going to get married to, and then suddenly the magic touch doesn't make sense, because what do you mean? I am saving myself. This is the person I'm going to spend my life with, right? If the whole reason I kept the Isser Negiah was because I was saving myself for the person I'm going to spend my life with, right? So what difference does it make if I wait till my wedding night or before, right? This is the person I'm getting married to, right? And the answer is because the reason that you kept the halacha was not because you were inspired by some little pamphlet, it's because it's the halacha. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be inspired also.
First of all, you're not sure if he's going to call it off. You don't know.
Fine, I'm saying.
So there's many things.
Fine, but I'm saying.
Oh my God, but again, don't base it in that, because that's stupid. Base it in the fact that it's a halacha.
I know.
That's the point.
Give an example.
Yeah, but you could come up with something. Okay, you know, it's the day before the wedding. You're not backing out, right? Right? Assuming the woman hadn't gone to mikveh.
Yeah, but still.
Right? Okay, but it doesn't usually happen.
I know.
It's happened. A lot of things have happened.
Don't.
My point is that don't try to rationalize, right? When you
at least be intellectually honest and be like, okay, yeah, I'm just doing it again. I'm not supposed to be doing it. Don't like try and pretend like it's not a problem.
Right? Okay? Fine.
I have a friend who's kind of like that.
That's great. Okay.
It's not okay, but
By the way, I will just throw this out there. I'm not saying that people don't make mistakes. People who keep halacha, right, don't make mistakes, right, and warning, right, public service announcement. Being shomer halacha, shomer negia, right, but being shomer halacha when one is engaged is actually a very difficult thing emotionally, right? There's a reason that if you have a head
cake in front of him,
there's a reason that if you have a head on your shoulders. Look, once I was engaged to Ora, we were not only were makbid on things that were technically yichud, but obviously we're makbid on yichud, that's halacha, but even things that were not technically yichud, we were makbid on, if because that's the smart thing to do. So, like,
yichud applies to wife when
no,
she's a nida.
No. It's a discussion for another time, but no. It's a good question, but no. But like, you know, for example, when Ora and I were engaged, so she had several roommates, but, I don't understand this, Ahayom, they like didn't come out of their rooms like after like 9 o'clock at night. It just didn't matter. They just, I don't know whether they were sleeping, they were doing work and just never showed up outside, whatever. So technically speaking, if I went over to Ura's apartment at 9 o'clock at night, there were three roommates in the apartment, right? We could have closed the front door, there'd be no Isser Yichud, right? Because they could walk in and out if they wanted to, right? But, you know, we felt that we left the front door open anyways. Why? Because we felt that, look, yes, in theory, this breaks Yichud, but we're engaged, right? And you know, there's more of a tie. There's someone you know you're going to spend your life with, right? The fact that technically it's not Yichud, but realistically I know they're not coming out of their room, right? Barring they really have to go to the bathroom, right? But it's never happened in, you know, the several months we've been engaged, right? So we said, let's have a head on our shoulders, right? Meaning,
play it safe.
Yeah. It's one of those things. This is what the Meiri is really getting at, right? Is that in addition to what's formally Usser, right, part of Hilchos Arayos especially is have a head on your shoulders and avoid situations that might be problematic, whether they're technically Usser or not, right? Again, that doesn't mean that people don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that it isn't a relatively common occurrence for people to accidentally be overcome by desire and succumb, right, to their Yetzer Hara when they're engaged, right? It happens, right? You know, it's understandable. It's not mutter, right? You should try to minimize it. You should try not to do it, right? It might happen, right? In a chanami, right? But there's a difference between someone saying, I know it's asur, I try to avoid it, I do my best, and if I falter, okay, so I'm human, right? And someone to say, this isn't a thing. This is not a halacha, right? Right, humans are humans. That's okay. You can, you know, this is a halacha, right? Right. I'm not saying it's good, right? You know, there is this thing that gets passed around, right, that people say about, you know, that nobody makes it to their wedding without violating Nigiyah. It just doesn't happen, right? It's not true, right? It's not true, right? The last time, you know, I saw Ora before we got married, right? Like, she, like, texted me as she, like, left going to Toronto. I wasn't here again until we married, you know, that we succeeded because I was insistent that everyone says you can't make it. And I'm like,
you can.
I'm like, yes, you can.
Watch
me. What's not saying is, watch me. Exactly. Right. And look, again, that's why there's a reason.
All wrong.
Exactly. Now, there's a reason.
That's a good reason to do it.
There's a reason that...
Yeah, also another good reason.
Halacha. Halacha.
That's also a really good reason, I'm told.
Look, there are... Now, it is true. It is true that there's, you know, that part of the way you deal with this... Again, these are all practical public service announcements, right? There's a reason that people who are Shomer Halacha tend to have short engagement periods, right?
Because the time is
shorter. Yeah, because it's... So, you know...
But then you have Chasinim. Wait a whole year.
Yeah, but they also don't know each other.
No, but they also know each other. They get married. At what age?
No, fine, that's true. But remember, if you have an arranged marriage and they meet each other once or twice and then they don't see each other for the year, big deal. Right? They're not as emotionally invested. The svara behind it is that the emotional investment will come after marriage.
Right.
Right? Fine. But if you're dating the way modern Orthodox people do and you decide to get married after you've already decided there's a level of emotional investment and attraction, right? And physical attraction and all that, right? So obviously it's harder. Come on. Right, if you want to do what the Hasidim do, which is often they don't see their wives again until right before the wedding, from when they get engaged, so fine. You want to extend it a year like that? The Seder. Right? Okay, fine. Good. Let's go weiter. That's the practical advice here. Okay? Of course, we sometimes had fun because our friends were convinced that we were like frumer than, you know, that we had chumras that no one ever heard of. So sometimes we just pretend that we had chumras that no one ever heard of, right? No, this is really halacha. This is really, really, like, we are makben on hachakos nida. We won't pass things to each other during when we're engaged. And one of our friends is like, really? That's a thing? We're like, yeah, no, why do you believe us? Why are you so gullible?
Because right? You basically know Golodar Gulababa.
No, but this was like, these are people who knew
that's
us.
That's why people believe you.
It's like, no, this is not a thing.
I'm sure your friends love you.
Oh, it was fun. Look, this was...
If the best I remember, dating stories, your whole friend group. Yeah, I picked her up, we went to the hotel, straight to the hotel room.
Okay, the person on the recording is wondering what that was.
Story?
Yes, that was just for clarification.
Don't know your name,
for clarification, that was a very from person who was going not to hotel room, to the hotel. They were going to hotel lobby, right? Just that did
it
not get understood.
So funny.
It sounded so bad, but it was not bad.
Went straight to the hotel.
Yeah. We did have fun dating stories in the Chalamet. In a chalami. Okay, good.
Can we start halakha l'maaseh tomorrow? I think they're about to start preparing for halakha.
What?
Halakha l'maaseh, isn't that what the Beis Yosef is about?
It's 10-2.
Okay.
It's 10 minutes. Okay, and we can continue tomorrow, but...
I think we only
You want to go to Beis Yosef? Okay, fine. Look, but now that we've set out these positions, right, and I hope they're clear, and I hope, you know, we've you know... Look, a lot of the shurim, we haven't gone this close in reading. But here I wanted to, like, you know...
It's a lot of reading,
and also part of it is that I've seen things in these Ramban that I haven't seen yet. Like, I want to, you know, the careful reading is important. So what you'll see in the Beis Yosef is the possibility that again, right? Once we say that something might be Karvel Arayos, right, and might be under the rubric of Arayos, that does raise the possibility that it is Yehorig Val Yavor. Right, in the Beis Yosef, as you'll see, will accept that possibility. The Shach will push back on it a little bit, and what it's going to hang on is what? It's going to hang on, right, what type of touching is actually within the biblical rubric.
Right.
That's what's going to hang on. Derech Taiva, not Derech Taiva. Right, you'll see how what we talked about in theory is going to come very much halacha l'maisa. One second.
Derech Taiva.
Okay, you know what? Okay, we have 10 minutes. You know what? Here. For a moment, just skip 18 and 19. Let me just get 18 and 19 out of the way for a minute, okay? If you remember, we saw the Rambam a while ago. The Rambam said, in addition to the things which are obviously biblically prohibited for the Rambam, like romantic kissing, he had in Halacha Bet, he had that list of things you shouldn't do as well, like flirtatious winking and things like that. What?
Hugging.
No, not hugging. Hugging and kissing, he said, was biblically prohibited. But then, in addition to that, he had all those other things.
Right.
Right? Like flirting.
Right.
Right, with someone else's wife and whatever. So is that Darais or Darabanan? So if you remember, we assumed that the simplest read was that it was Darabanan.
Right.
Right, that for the Rambam, the only thing... The only thing for the Rambam that's Daraisa is, even though he does accept that things beyond sex are Daraisa, he meant it requires physical touch,
right?
Romantic touch. The Rabbeinu Yonah thinks maybe even physical touch. But even Rabbeinu Yonah seems to limit it to touch.
What?
The biblical prohibition, right? But like flirting, right, at best would be Darabanan.
Right.
And that's the way the Magen Mishnah understands it in 18. Right? The Aser Ladam Likrots Vechule Mavur Bebraisa Babas Rav Nasan Amru Baavos Chok Vekalas Rosh Magil in the Erva Notar Resicha Meisha Vekamet Varam Gehle Babas Rav Nasan. It says that levity can lead to arayos, don't talk too much with women, etc. The Berg Maisha Raglein Dachsen Hashem Mutalas Mor Bavar Samon Ma'alein Vafil Bitzeva Shalah, right, you know, don't stare. This is a Sugyan Daf Chaf in Avodah Zarah. Don't stare at the colored clothes of women that you know. Right, meaning like don't go. You know these like don't be a weird voyeur. Right, go into like a woman's closet, someone you know, and just stare at her clothes.
Yeah, no,
right? That's also usher. Right.
That's logic. Shoot.
You're gonna have to grow out of that eventually.
Yes, thank you. It's logic. Good.
And
the Magen Mishnah says.
The thing is, I understand why we have.
One second, But he says the Magen Mishnah says the Yesh Vidar Meil Makos Marjus Kedua Bechol, but you only get Derabanan Malkos because it's rabbinic.
Right.
Ramoshe, on the other hand, thought not that way. Ramoshe 19 says no. You know what? I want to expand it. I want to take the Avoser of Nasan more, so to speak, literally. And he says, "Muchrachin lomer the mashkaz of a Rambam malacha beis v'asher l'adam likrot biyado v'raglo v'lirmos beinav la'achz min arayis l'schoki malak al rosh v'afil la'rich b'samim shalav l'habib b'vyofya." Right, all those things: flirting with a married woman or one of the arayis, smelling their perfume, etc. He says, "Shizeu gam kein midya arayisa."
When
Moshe Feinstein says no, I think the Rambam would say that even that is arayisa. Masha Moshe go ma. No, so he denies this. And so the Magen Mishnah says, well, what's my proof that it's only Derabanan? The fact that the Rambam says you only get rabbinic Malkos and not real Malkos. Rav Moshe says, no, it's D'oraisa. Why do you only get rabbinic Malkos? Because it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Because there's no action. Right? Smelling doesn't count as an action.
No?
Flirting is not an action.
It's not an action. It's more passive.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But he says, so that's a technicality. You don't get Malkos.
Yeah.
But Rav Moshe argues, and again, he's a minority position. Rav Moshe really is a minority position here. But he does think that even those are D'oraisa.
Right.
Okay? What I want you to do tomorrow.
Basically, work our way through the halakha l'maaseh.
Basically, yeah.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.